okay, what actually happened?
And right.
So sometimes that'd be the tough part, and then it really depends on how you see the game. I mean, certain guys look at certain things as more of a tip.
Mm-hmm.
And each team's a little different. Sometimes one guy's giving more of a tip than the other, so tips of coverage or, say, a pressure or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to decipher that Saturday?
Yeah, you got a good feel of it, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's always different than playing your own guys because our defense does a good job, and they hold their blitzes pretty well, and Northern Illinois held their blitzes pretty good, so I think that kind of helped.
Do you know how many days it have been between football games for you in front of people?
What do you mean?
Their last game was 2010.
Oh, wow. That was 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Was there rust there that you thought wouldn't be there that was there?
I don't know. I mean, I was just playing. Yeah, I mean, it was nice to get hit again. Strange as that sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun to get hit sometimes. It gets you kind of ready to go, and when you get that first spot, like, all right, you can let loose and just play football.
Was there a moment where you sort of just, the light went on? I don't know. It seemed like late first quarter you kind of just settled in and it became football again.
I'd say every single game you kind of have to get a foot in there and step into it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to start fast and get going, and especially being out of it for 2 years, really. I mean, you got great reps in practice, but it's still not the same atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same intensity level. So, I mean, yeah, it takes a little time sometimes, but obviously you want to start as fast as you can.
Are you going to keep the ball in the zone read ever?
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 Probably.
What is the point if the quarterback doesn't keep it?
It still keeps the defense honest.
Does it freeze in the end?
Yeah, it freezes certain guys. It makes the secondary guys, when they're looking in, have a slight stutter,
mm-hmm.
and that could be the difference between Weissman or Bullock just breaking free.
Mm-hmm. So you guys seem really invested in that play.
Yeah, I mean, we put a lot of time in it, like all the plays. You can't just do it one time and be like, all right, you're good. You have to put a lot of effort in, a lot of time.
But you guys ran it a lot Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to run it. Each week's a little bit different. Coach knows, I'm sure he has an idea, hey, I want to run it this many times if we can. And then if they're doing a really good job, hey, okay, we can't run it, so let's try something different.
You're comfortable with running it? Obviously,
yeah.
Me and for touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it takes time.
Coach Balcom said you look like a little bit like Bambi running.
Bambi. He would say that.
I left that one out.
No, he's funny like that. He would always say random stuff, and I'm just like, all right, well, thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate the support.
I don't think he meant it in a bad way.
I don't think so either. He's just
needing one.
Of course.
Coach, a lot of college football just in general. Do you see a distinction anymore when FBS and FCS teams play each other?
No, I just see college football teams going out there. And, I mean, everyone's giving it their all. There's never really a team that's saying, oh, well, I don't want to play today. Everyone's coming out saying, hey, I want to beat this team. I don't care who they are. I don't care who I am. We want to go out there and play the best we can.
But talent level-wise, I mean, do you see the field kind of leveling itself out?
I mean, that's hard because I try not to watch too many games because you watch so much film during the week that by the time, you know, game day gets here, you're just like, all right.
Take a break.
Yeah, kind of seclude yourself a little bit to reset your mind.
How quick were you able to put that last pass in the rearview mirror and start looking ahead to the next week? Did it hang with you for a while Saturday, or were you?
I mean, in the back of my head, it made me upset. You don't want to do that to your team, especially with all the effort and all the hard work we put in. And I'd say really after the fact, I don't know, I couldn't give you a time frame, but when it finally sunk in, you're just like, all right, it's over. Keep the head up. Keep your shoulders back, be ready to go, because the next week's already here. And towards the end of that night, I was like, all right, Missouri State, that's the only game that matters right now.
How did you feel the no huddle was working last week? I mean, you know, it's new to Iowa, really, so yeah. Do you guys feel like you have a good grip on it?
Definitely. I'd say we got a lot more plays in, which is one of the big things that Coach was telling us. He's like, it's going to get more plays, that's what we want to do. We want to change tempo, speed it up, slow it down, and that's one of the biggest things I'd say about the no huddle.
Were you given any special instructions before that, not the last drive, but the one, 4 or 5 minutes left to go? At that point, all you got to do is get in field goal range. Mm-hmm. You're still going out, no huddle. At that point, did they tell you anything on the sidelines?
Yeah, I mean, they said we're going to run a normal offense. They might change up the tempo, slow down, speed it up, depending on how much time's left, but we're just going to run our normal offense.